You're listening to another episode of The Zag or Soap here, continuing our bonus episodes, talking to our 2021 Engage fellows. Luis Esparza is here. We'll catch up with him, see what he's working on professionally, see what he's excited about when it comes to the program that's starting in a couple of days. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get to it. Luis, when folks ask you what you do for a living, how do you usually answer that question?
So right now, I work in the administrative department of a mental health agency. So I pretty much oversee the medical records, QA, data entry, and reception positions. So I pretty much just oversee the day-to-day operations of the office.
And then in terms of how work has been for you this past 9-10 months since the pandemic started, what has changed and what's stayed the same?
I think a lot has changed, especially, I think for everybody, for us, we've really had to come up with new ways for our clinicians, our therapists to really do the work. And then being the administrative manager in that, we've been in the forefront of really creating forms that the clinicians can submit electronically. And then, of course, you know, from the safety of their home so that they don't have to come in the office and, you know, really respect the whole social distancing aspect of this pandemic.
Yeah. And, you know, in terms of mental health services during the pandemic, I know so much has now shifted to Zoom therapy sessions and things like that. Do you feel like that'll be a trend that will continue once we're allowed to see each other in person a little more? What do you predict might be the pattern for the future here?
I think so. I definitely think that, the good thing that has come out of this pandemic, if, you know, if that's even okay to say, but it's that, you know, really transitioning into, you know, video telehealth work. We usually have a lot of no-shows, a lot of, you know, barriers to coming into the office. I actually work in the Antelope Valley where transportation is very not so reliable. There's buses and things like that. But for the most part, you know, it's very spread out and there's not a lot of transportation. So in order to increase our retention, in order to increase the attendance of our clients and them assisting their therapy, moving to telehealth work, I think has increased the attendance of our clients. So I definitely foresee us, you know, continuing that trend even when we start more into in-person services.
When you think about the Engage program that's starting here in a couple of days, what are you most excited about?
I'm definitely excited about a lot of things. I don't think I can really pinpoint one. Let's see. I would have to say I'm just more excited about the network opportunities, getting to know new people, and then just really diving into, you know, the deep conversations about policy, which I'm really, really passionate about, and then just the different work and community service that we can do around here in the LA County. There's just so much. So it's just, you know, having other like-minded people and knowing where to start, I think it's going to be just amazing.
And how did you hear about NLC in the first place?
So I heard from one of my friends, Michelle Sanchez. She was actually NLC Institute alumna from 2020. So she told me about the program. And then as soon as she told me, she's like, you know, check it out, see how you like it, see if you're interested. And I was like, are you kidding me? Of course. Just reading the bios, reading the about sections of NLC, reading what they do is just, you know, amazing. So I told her immediately. I was like, yes, don't even... Yeah.
Sounds good. Well, listen, we're excited to have you in the cohort this year. Congrats on that. And thanks everyone for listening to this episode of The Zag. Make sure to check out all the episodes that we've been dropping the last couple of days with the other Engage fellows that will be in the cohort with Luis. Check those out. All the places you grab your podcasts, SoundCloud, Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, they're all there. Short and sweet. And until next time, we'll catch you soon.